When Circuit Judge Marion Sumi issued a ruling late last month overturning the Collective Bargaining Act, she put a lot of stock in the power of Wisconsin's open meetings law. Too much, according to the State Department of Justice. Assistant Attorney General Kevin St. John argued Sumi had overstepped her authority and urged justices to immediately overturn Sumi's ruling.
This is not a normal case. It is not a normal statutory interpretation case, and it is not a normal constitutional case. This is a case that is unprecedented.
What St. John wants justices to decide right away isn't whether the open meetings law was broken. Sumi contends it was when Republican legislators rushed the collective bargaining plan through committee while the Capitol was all but locked down. It's what Sumi did with that finding that's at issue. St. John contends Sumi made too far a leap when she used her open meetings ruling as a basis for striking down the entire collective bargaining law. Sumi's own attorney, Marie Stanton, disagreed yesterday. She told justices that Sumi ruled the way she did because the open meetings law drew its strength from the state constitution.
It is tied heart and soul to the Constitution. They are the same issues.
Specifically, the part of the Constitution that declares that the doors of the legislature shall remain open. This is where the parties differ. The Attorney General argues you can't link a law to the Constitution just by saying so. All lawyers were peppered with questions yesterday. Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson pressed St. John on what his view of open government would mean in a hypothetical scenario where the Capitol was locked down to all but a few members of the public.
Five people are omitted in. Is that good enough under the Constitution?
I believe it probably would be good enough under the Constitution. The court need not answer
three.
That question.
Three. Three people in the... Everybody evacuated but three.
That probably would also be sufficient for the Two. Constitution. That would probably also be sufficient.
One.
For the Constitution. That would probably also be sufficient.
Zero is not. One is okay.
That probably would be.
But pieces of the Attorney General's argument seem to carry weight with members of the court's conservative majority. Justice Patience Rogensack said there was only one way you could give the open meetings law the full force of the state constitution.
I tend to think you gotta, frankly, amend the Constitution by the provisions in a different section of the Constitution.
Rogensack was essentially making the Attorney General's argument for him. Justice Annette Ziegler didn't weigh in quite so strongly, but she said she thought it was unusual for Judge Sumi to rule on this case as quickly as she did.
Help me out with this, because if I'm the circuit court judge and I know these issues are being taken up by the highest court in the state, I'm probably going to want to gain a little insight on what they're thinking.
There's no telling when the court could rule, if it should overturn Judge Sumi. Democratic attorney Bob Giambois said it would have major implications.
The fact of the matter is the open meetings law, if it doesn't mean anything to the Wisconsin legislature, during one of the most intense issues that have come up before this state in the last 40 or 50 years, then it doesn't mean anything ever.
If that's what the court decides, depending on how they get there, individual legislators who broke this law could still be punished, but with a maximum $300 fine. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.